WTUZ News presents Beyond the Meeting, Tusk Talks with Mary Alice.
Good afternoon. We're back with our Tusk Talk series here on WTUZ. And today we're going to look at the 2020 season for the city of New Philadelphia with guest service director Ron McAbeer. Now, to start off, Ron, the paving list for the city looks pretty extensive this year. And from what I can see, it looks like a lot of curb to curb work happening. Can you run down the decision behind having these roads on this list?
Typically, yearly, Ray Gruhl and I, the superintendent of general services, go out and grade them the same way that ODOT does. We've been trained in there's a grading schedule that they use, and we used it with the streets here this year. Again, there's some that are out there that are real close to falling into the paving this year, and I'm sure next year they will. I know that people see some and think, wow, it's hard to believe that that's not on there, but it's all done logically, and those are the streets that we come up with. And when you see that grinding curb to curb, that is, you just can't continue to put lifts of asphalt on roads. It just doesn't work. So we grind it all out and then resurface is what we're doing there.
Okay, and I'm not too familiar with the different street names in New Philadelphia there, but just looking over the list, it looks like it's all over the city. Correct me on that if I'm wrong.
No, you are correct. I mean, we're in the northeast section, northwest section, southwest, southeast. Yeah, we are hitting, again, the way that these are graded out, that bears out where those streets may be. It's the way that the need would be.
Ron, I'm not sure how the city does this. Do you guys conduct the paving or do you bid it out?
It is bid out, and Newton Asphalt out of Dover, Ohio was the bid award for this year. They're at $69 a ton put in place.
Okay, and of course, how do you guys pay for this each year?
As we know, the gas tax had went up in Ohio this year, which the bulk of that was earmarked for paving. Those numbers have come down significantly because of the lack of travel during those times. But I believe still, with the list that we have, that this should still come in within the budget of right around $700,000 for paving this year in 2020.
Okay, cool deal. Any other projects that you want to highlight that the city's got going on this year?
Right now, I mean, I think everybody knows that we continue to work on Wabash Avenue with the new water line that's going in there, and also storm sewer line that's also going in, upgrading the 6-inch line to a 12-inch line on the water side and separating both. They was laid in the same ditch before. Anytime it was problematic when you worked on the water line, you was also having to repair the storm line. And if anybody knows anything, when we used to have Soapbox Derby out there, that line, it was laid in subpar subsoil and it had breaks out there continuously.
And I'm pretty sure we've talked about this many times before, Ron, but infrastructure, it's aging there in this city, of course, something that you guys are continually monitoring, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's a funding issue, naturally. There's millions and millions of dollars worth of things to do out there. So you continually have to take little bites of the apple, if you may, and try to slowly tackle some of these. And that's what we're continue to do.
Anything else, Ron, coming out of your office?
Oh, boy, Mary. You know, we got, the cemetery stuff's rolling along.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Right now we have the maintenance building going up, a 40 by 40 maintenance garage going up for the new cemetery land on Delaware Drive. We'll go out to bid. So Shunbrun Meadows is coming along quite well down there. So continue to make progress down there also.
And I haven't heard an update in a little bit, but the Southside Community Park, is there any type of update on that?
Yes, we was fortunate enough. We received bids 2 weeks ago, and fortunate for us that roughly around $250,000 less than engineered costs. And we'll be awarding that bid, but it's been great to see. We had 7 bidders. We've looked at our funding through Clean Ohio. We ended up with $1,537,500 grant through them. Fortunate enough, through NatureWorks ODNR, received another $32,338 from them. And fortunate enough, just last Thursday, $40,000 grant from Dan Rice and the Ohio Erie Canal Coalition. So with the funding that we just received, we believe now that we are going to put a second restroom in phase one of the Southside Parks, which is great for us, yes.
Anything else?
We got the CDBG project going right now over on Poplar Northwest, where we'll be running new curbs and sidewalk. We'll also be doing new curb on the north side of North Avenue in that same stretch from 2nd Street and North Broadway, and then curbing also down 2nd Street from North Avenue to Minnick.
Well, once again, that was New Philadelphia Service Director Ron McAbeer going over some of the projects that will be getting underway here in 2020. And be sure to check out our website for a full paving list this afternoon. We'll also have that story on our news from 3 to 6 p.m. And don't forget, you can always check out the full audio for all of our WTUZ Tus Talks podcasts online at WTUZ.com. And tune in next week after our Wednesday noon headlines for more on what's happening in the community. For this episode, I'm Mary Alice.
This has been a presentation of WTUZ News. Tune in next Wednesday to find out more about the communities of Tuscarawas County.